Hello, I'm Marcia Halligan with the Peace Calendar for September 28th through October 4th. Again, we bridge 2 months. We began autumn and it will continue. Over the years, Nonviolent Peace Force shares information to change from individuals facing problems alone to communities facing them together. North Minneapolis sees progress from this strategy. MPF also teaches people in conflict areas how to address their problems. In January, armed groups in the Democratic Republic of the Congo rapidly advanced into urban areas. Fleeing violence, looting, and enforced recruitment, many families sought refuge in the forest of neighboring countries. Others moved into the islands of Lake Kivu. The path to clean drinking water could be dangerous. Each day, a small group of men walk the path first, scanning for threats. If it looks clear, they return to escort women, children, and elders. Volunteers position themselves along the route. Their presence lasts until everyone returns safely. A few months ago, Lin, a young man in Myanmar, was playing video games with 5 friends at his home when suddenly authorities arrived. Lin and his father were taken away in an unmarked vehicle, beaten and placed in jail. NP partners with local church networks. Religious figures and church members are not seen as a threat to armed actors. Within hours, the early warning, early response team spoke to military officials at the jail. As a result, both Lin and his father were allowed to return home that night. Sending your peace story, peace poem, or peace quotation to peacecalendar@wdrt.org could enliven a future calendar. May we all experience the blessings of peace in our lives. Coming Together Brings Peace at wdrt.org/peace-calendar.